You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting this morning, Grazia Marcheschi, the Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Did I get it right?
You got it right, Greg.
Well, first time in about 2 months. How are you doing, Graz?
I'm very well, and it's good to be here with you. I haven't been here in a while.
It's been a while since we have teamed up. I have been with Wayne. I know you have been with Wayne, or you have sold the program, and it's great to have you back. We can team up together, and it's hard to believe that. Now, technically, it's still summer. With all the kids back in school and Labor Day last Monday, it's then we all say, well, summer is over. And how quickly the summer vacation came and went. Isn't it funny? In March, April, May, we look forward to summer vacation. And it comes, and we blink, and it's Labor Day.
And it's Labor Day.
And it.
And as we get older, it feels like that regarding life.
When
I
was younger, my mother said,
and now,
as you get older, it goes faster. And I thought, oh, Mom, no. Absolutely right. You blink and the years go by so quickly. I want to make this very important announcement here on Relevant Radio 950 AM, and it's exactly coming up on 9:02 on this Friday morning in Chicago. Relevant Radio is currently conducting a pledge drive and seeking support for its 2011 shortfall. The Catholic Community of Faith is heard across three Chicago area radio stations, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM in Northwest Indiana, only because of your faithful generosity. And we need your support and prayers to continue. If this program is important to you, and I hope it is, then please consider making a tax-deductible donation to keep it on the air. Please call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, like right now. And thanks for your generosity of one listener. All pledges today will be doubled as a remembrance of those we lost on 9/11. That's right. All donations this hour will be matched 100%. If you call 877-291-0123 and make a $50 donation, your pledge instantly becomes $100. A pledge of $25 becomes $50, $10 becomes $20, and so on. No donation is too large or too small, and all will be doubled. Your support has never been more important and more needed at this time. Help keep the Catholic Community of Faith on the air and Catholic Radio thriving in Chicago. Call 877-291-0123, and thank you very much.
You know, I hope our listeners take that very seriously, because if they value being able to hear the voice of the Archdiocese of Chicago over the airwaves, Relevant Radio has got to stay on the air. And I know that there are lots of competing needs out there, a lot of good causes, but this is certainly a very important cause. The Holy Father has urged the Catholic community to use the latest technologies, and radio is certainly one of the best ways to get the gospel message out. And this is not just one of those typical pledge drives. This is an emergency situation. We need to help Relevant Radio stay on the air. And what an amazing opportunity that this very generous donor is going to double.
Every gift gets doubled.
Everyone. That just boggles my
mind. And Graz, I realize that we live in very hard economic times. And there's so many demands put upon us regarding donations or just our day in and day out living, paying the bills, paying the mortgage, you know, food on the table, and we're hit from so many sides. But Relevant Radio does a marvelous job, and people have to realize big money is involved. And to keep Catholic Community of Faith on the air here in Chicago, which we've been part of Relevant Radio for many years. So again, that phone number is 877-291-0123. Every dollar does make a difference, and it gets doubled.
And it's quite all right to stop listening to us right now if you're going to make that call.
Yeah, you know, shut the radio off, pick up the phone, make that donation. And I think what sometimes people forget is if each person, if 100 people each gave $50, think how much that would be, and then doubled, or to let the individual know your contribution does make a difference. The fact that it is now Friday, September 9th, 2011, much has been talked about this past week or the past couple of weeks, that this Sunday is the 10th anniversary of known as 9/11. And in just this week, I've been doing a lot of praying over it, and of course, remembering 9/11, the victims and families at masses. Gratz, where were you, and where? How did you first hear 9/11? Because it's one of those moments in which every listener will remember exactly where they were and what they were doing. Where were you that Tuesday morning, 9/11/01?
Well, I can remember distinctly hearing the very concerned voice of my wife calling me from the kitchen. I was still up in the bedroom, and she's like, "Honey, honey, come down, come down." And I ran down to the TV to see what was unfolding. It was shattering. We were preparing for a national conference of parish nurses. We were designing all the worship services, and a lot of the nurses were not able to come to the conference because all the planes were downed. The singing group, three women who are actually sisters, who were supposed to come and be the opening event for this, had been performing in Paris and were not able to get here till the second day. And all of a sudden, we had to construct an entire new prayer service to begin the conference, because we knew we couldn't start the conference without acknowledging what had just happened in the country. It was shattering. And to think that an entire decade of our lives has been characterized as the post-9/11 era. I mean, these past 10 years have been very much lived in the shadow of that event.
Our country, our world changed on 9/11/01. And especially for young people, we were attacked on our soil, which for in this country had never been heard of in memory. And so I remember it was a Tuesday, because I always had the 8 o'clock mass I had other days of the week mass at St. Mary of the Woods when I was the pastor in Edgebrook. But on this particular morning, it was a Tuesday morning, and two people come running to the sacristy at about 3 minutes to eight before I walk off the 8 o'clock mass and said, "A plane just went into one of the towers." Now, in my mind, you know, and I think with many people, I thought some small plane, some pilot got lost, got turned around, and hit into the building. And so I actually kept that in prayer. In all honesty, Gratz, it didn't dawn on me that that small, or that, which I thought was a small plane, but it wasn't, was that it was terrorism. I assumed, oh, some poor small plane diverted, lost, and boom. Mass is over. And another effect was, the associate from the rectory, Father Joe Andre Beltran, comes running and says, "A second plane just went into the other tower a few minutes ago." Then it dawned on me, this is no accident.
It's no accident.
This is an act of ultimate terrorism. And then I right away locked up the church, the sacristy, and ran to the rectory and was riveted to TV. As you could see, the both Tower 1 and Tower 2, you know, in flames. And it's so etched in our memory. And, you know, the number of people who died, I think it was roughly 3,000 in both towers, and many, many who were injured and never the same. But it had great impact not only in the New York area, but many people from Chicago who lost loved ones who were there. And you hear stories of, heard of a gentleman who missed a train going to work, and by missing the train, was not in the tower that day. Or another person who was their first week at work, so their second day up on one of the towers, and she lost her life. So the stories are absolutely endless. We all know, and we continually pray for peace. We pray for world peace. We have to be, as Catholic Christians, we have to be different and follow the way of the Lord. And we will never forget what happened with 9/11.
Yeah. As you're pointing out, Greg, life is incredibly fragile, and the the seemingly random events that occur to us in life. Sometimes we get really upset because we miss a train or because a train blocks us and we can't go through the intersection. And we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy being frustrated, being angry about it, never realizing that it might actually be a blessing. You know,
or to put life in perspective, when sometimes people go ballistic over something minor, like my little boy doesn't get enough playing time at third base in his little league, put it in perspective, this gift of life.
I saw the cover of a national magazine at the grocery store the other day that featured a 10-year-old girl who was in utero. She was still in her mother's womb on 9/11, and her father was killed. Apparently there are 10, 11 children who were born to wives of victims of 9/11, who never knew their father because they were still in the womb when that happened. And you think that those children's entire lives will be characterized by this dramatic event. And as much as the rest of us might feel we were impacted by it, as much as, you know, we might be more careful or we're more inconvenienced when we travel via airplanes, we have to take off our shoes, etc., we have no idea how dramatically altered the lives of so many other people were.
And the thing is, not only have our lives been affected, but like you say, Gratz, those who lost a loved one. Or I think something we forget is people who were injured and are today living 10 years later, but, you know, when they took in all that that dust and everything, they say the amount of cancer that has come from that, or respiratory problems, or this or that. And so people who did survive but have never been the same health-wise, yeah, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Now, our first guest, Kareem Irfan, president of the Council of Religious Leaders of Metropolitan Chicago and former chairman of the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago, is unable to be with us the first segment. He literally lost his voice. He cannot talk. And so that makes a radio interview rather tough. So this morning, we will commemorate the 10th anniversary of September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks on the United States by talking with different people and who helped coordinate different events coming up this weekend, September 10th and 11th. And first, we would like to remind our listeners to pray this weekend, especially for the victims of 9/11 and their families, and for those who truly just risked their lives to save many on that day and every day. And in remembrance of those who lost their lives and those who risked their lives to help others, our parishes in Cook and Lake Counties will ring their bells this Sunday, September 11th, at exactly noon. So, you know, Cardinal Francis George has every parish that has a bell tower simultaneously. I think all Christian denominations, all churches will be ringing their bells. And so just the fact that Kareem Irfan cannot be here, but I want to mention this. The Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs invites you to join in this commemorative service in recognition of the 10th anniversary of 9/11. The Council of Religious Leaders of Metropolitan Chicago and the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago called an Evening of Remembrance and Hope. Chicago faith communities join to observe the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to advance peace moving forward, Saturday, September 10th, tomorrow, 8:30 to 9:30. p.m. The Daily Plaza, Chicago, 50 West Washington. So again, it'll be held on Saturday, September 10th, tomorrow, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. The Daily Plaza here in Chicago, 50 West Washington. And just Gratz, to let you know, name a few other things that are happening. There'll be a Hope and Remembrance concert at St. Elizabeth Seton Parish in Orland Hills. Will present patriotic and sacred music with their parish's 30-piece orchestra and 60-member choir in a 9/11 tribute at 3 p.m. on Sunday, 9/11, in the church, St. Elizabeth Seton Parish in Orland Hills, along with liturgical dancers, a color guard of scouts, and military representatives from each of the services. Also, there's an interfaith memorial service. St. Martha Parish in Morton Grove will hold a non-denominational community chorus of special music at a memorial service on September 11th at 1 p.m. Sunday that will include parishioners' reflections on how 9/11 impacted their lives. In St. William Parish, 2600 North Sayre, will have a prayer service at 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 11th, for victims of 9/11 and their families, and for those who died trying to assist and save others. And also, the Catholic New World article from the September 9th, 11th issue, praying 10 years after 9/11. So there'll be many parishes doing different commemorations and events, but the thing is, we really need, as a community, really like a world community, to pray for peace. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, on Catholic Community Faith Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheski. We'll be back right after a break.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World. The 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks will be observed in Chicago with an evening of remembrance and prayer. Please join Chicago faith communities at Daly Plaza in Chicago on Saturday, September 10th, from 8:30 to 9:30 in the evening. We will remember those who were lost and pray that we can advance peace as we move forward. That's Saturday, September 10th at 8:30 p.m. as we bring our faith communities together for an evening of remembrance and hope.
On Monday, September 12th, Catholic Charities will host its 11th annual Brighter Futures Golf Outing at Bolingbrook Golf Club. All proceeds will benefit Catholic Charities' New Hope Housing Program in Western Cook County. For more information and to register, please call 312-655-7907. That's 312-655-7907. Or visit www.catholiccharities.net/brighterfutures.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. It's Friday morning in Chicago. We're coming up on 9:18 in the morning. We're grateful that you've chosen to spend this part of your day with us, and we encourage you to continue your support for Catholic Radio by making a contribution to Relevant Radio. As we mentioned earlier, it's an important time in the life of that organization. You can support them by calling 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
And as we mentioned earlier, know that when you make a pledge of $50, $100, $10, whatever, your gift will be doubled thanks to the generosity of one particular Relevant Radio listener.
As we're sure you're all aware, we're in a very important weekend commemorating in just 2 days the 10th anniversary of the tragic events that unfolded in New York City and Washington, D.C. on the fields of Pennsylvania, when a terrorist attack took down over 3,000 Americans. We're commemorating that, not only those victims, but the heroic first responders who rushed in, not caring about their own safety, many of whom lost their own lives in the process of trying to save others. And we want to look at that through the eyes of faith and see that as we continue to live out the legacy of that day, we do so as Christians. We do so uniting our suffering with the suffering of Christ. Many people continue to suffer as a result of that day. And it's not meaningless suffering. It's not useless suffering. It's not just plain, unadulterated pain. It's pain that we can offer up to God and join it to the suffering that Christ offered up to God for our salvation. We're very privileged now to have with us in the studio Reverend Joyce Shin, who is an associate pastor for Congregational Life at Fourth Presbyterian Church on Chestnut Street right here in downtown Chicago. Welcome, Reverend Shin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here today, Joyce.
Thank you.
We understand that Fourth Presbyterian will be commemorating the 9/11 anniversary in some special ways. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Sunday at 7 p.m., Fourth Presbyterian will join with Chicago Sinai, which is a Jewish congregation, the Downtown Islamic Center, and Holy Name Cathedral to have a commemorative service on this 10th anniversary of 9/11 in the sanctuary of Fourth Presbyterian Church. And this service is open to the public, and we have been planning it all together for a year now, and we want it to be a meaningful and significant event for everyone who attends.
Now, this community service of commemoration, what will it include? Song, prayer, reflections? What's it going to involve, Joyce?
Well, it has taken on a form that no one anticipated at the beginning, and the rhythm of it will be one of song and spoken reflection, and then song and spoken reflection. And the reason why music is so important for this service is very early on we recognized that music has this power of integrating our emotions and our commitments, the tone of the service, which we will all hold in common, as well as the different musical styles of our various traditions. So we will have Lama Jamal, which is a Middle Eastern instrument group, playing their instruments in this piece, and it is a commissioned piece, and it will be premiered at this service.
Oh, wonderful.
It's interesting how your flyer talks about peace, hope, prayer, remembrance, grief, sorrow, anger, shock. Those are incredible words, and to bring that under the umbrella of prayer, a commemoration service. Mm-hmm. Now, also featured, we're featuring the world premiere of Voices of Peace, specially commissioned for this service and sung by a 95-member choir made up of members of Chicago Sinai, Fourth Church, and Holy Name. See more about this.
Before you go to that, I just want to pick up on what you were talking about, Greg. The flyer, I think, is it speaks through the graphics as well as through the words.
That's right.
You have a sequence of words that are in a dark gray and get to brighter white. And at the bottom, we begin with shock, anger, sorrow, and move toward remembrance, prayer, hope, peace.
That's right. And that was very intentional. That sequence was intentional. We know that those are, in some cases, over the long term, over these 10 years, the movement of our emotions. And we want to end on a note of hope and peace. And so even in the service, there will be a sense of movement thematically and emotionally so that we begin with, in the earlier part of the service, a candle lighting act of remembrance. And then by the time we move three quarters through the service, we will have the speaker, the leader of the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago, Dr. Zahir Salul. He is the chairman of that organization. He will give us a reflection on collective action for the common good. So then, finally, it will move into a theme of hope and peace. And that, at that part of the service, we will have the commissioned piece premiered. And I want to also let you know there will be about 95 singers from the different congregations that have choirs and a choral tradition. And so it will be a magnificent, more optimistic, hopeful end to the service.
There's been an incredible amount of work that has gone into this. I mean, just that very fact you have 95 people of this special choir, I am sure they have been preparing for a long time because you're joining different choirs from different communities, and so they have to get to know one another.
Yes.
And so, but also it was interesting, Gratz, as I read that flyer from top to bottom, you said, hold on, let's go bottom up. And what's really sad is people who have never moved out of the angry stage. because we were dealing with some very powerful words. The shock. We were all shocked that day. Like, what is happening here? And then the anger. And then incredible sorrow and grief.
You know, my sense is, even though these are presented in a linear fashion, that in fact, humanly, we go through them
cyclically.
Oh, yes.
That you never completely get over the shock. The anger returns. The grief never really goes away.
The
two of you probably know that a whole lot better than I do, dealing with people on a regular basis who've experienced loss. In this culture, we tend to try to move people past the grief as quickly as possible, but in reality, they don't.
There's a great, powerful line that says, grieving is a process, recovery is a decision. Grieving is a process, recovery is a decision, but even in that decision, the grieving is always part. Because again, when you lose a loved one, a part of you dies. And the priest I used to live with, Father Tom Maher, God bless him, he's 90 years old and at Resurrection Life Center, he would always say, the more you love someone, the harder it is to say goodbye.
You know, I think that because remembrance is the key verb here, we who have lived through that tragic event of 9/11, we will always remember it, and there will always then be grief involved in our remembrance. And that's true. That's a true practice that we go through as Christians all the time in remembering our Lord's suffering and crucifixion and death. And so when we practice communion, we go through that all the time. And so it is a service of remembrance. And also, it is worth recognizing that there are younger generations that never witnessed this event. They don't know what we're talking about as poignantly as we do. And so there will be, for example, 10 little children from the Islamic community singing a song called Love is the Answer, and they have been practicing with the guidance of fabulous moms from their community for this service. And I think that their presence and participation in the service will be a reminder to us that we need always to remember and share our memories in a meaningful way to these young children while also having a horizon of hope and peace for them.
Look at it this way. A young child who's beginning freshman year high school last week, this week, the day of 9/11/01, they were 4 years old. They'd have a vague, vague recollection, if any, of this event called 9/11/01. And they are now starting high school. And so for them, it's almost like talking about Vietnam or World War I. It's part of like of history. But for us who are older, we recall vividly and we remember and we need, and I think you're right, remembrance is an active verb and not to forget.
Well, I appreciate the effort that many groups and certainly what you're doing at Fourth Pres is a part of that to try to bring healing. Because we all know of situations throughout the world where things may have happened 100, 200 years ago, and for the population, it's as if it happened last month. And they carry that as a cultural memory, and the anger and the resentment is still very alive. I would hate 100 years from now for that level of angst to still characterize our experience of what happened on 9/11.
You know, we have had the privilege over the past year of creating new memories together, and I'm hoping that this service of commemoration will be a new memory for all those who come. The other thing about creating worship services together or prayer services is that we can be so intentional. It is, in a way, a laboratory where you have a little more control than you do in other aspects of life, in other arenas of activity. And so we can be that intentional about how to make things fit together. And then in the end, we're creating something brand new.
And again, I want to say that on this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago, a community service of commemoration will take place, and we'd like to thank in a very special way Reverend Joyce Shin, Associate Pastor for Congregational Life at Fourth Presbyterian Church on Chestnut in Chicago. That's right across the street from the John Hancock Building. Give us a phone number if they want to learn more information, like even to call the church.
Yes, please do call the church, and I'm so sorry. I don't have a mind for remembering numbers, but okay. It's on our website.
Okay, and the website, so I want to thank...
Go there and create a new memory for yourself. That's a powerful image.
And Joyce, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Community of Faith. God bless you and your great work. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi on Relevant Radio 950, Catholic Community of Faith. The time is coming up on 9:30. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Join Team Catholic Charities for the 2011 AIDS Run Walk in Grant Park on Saturday, October 1st as an active participant or sponsoring member. 100% of the funds raised by the team are returned to Catholic Charities' HIV/AIDS case management programs, food pantry, and ministry in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call the Catholic Charities Office of Volunteer Relations at 312-655-7322. Together, we can make a difference.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. The time is exactly 9:33 on this Friday morning in Chicago. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. And we all know only too well the role first responders, medics, police, and firemen played in the story of 9/11. Though he can only be with us for briefly by phone, we're very happy to welcome Father Tom Mulcrone, chaplain to the Chicago Fire Department, to talk about Chicago Fire Department commemorative events. And Father Tom is one of the outstanding priests, the Archdiocese of Chicago. Tom, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
Now, you were ordained in, was it, 77?
Or 1977, that's correct.
True, because we were in the same dorm together, Cam, at Mundelein Seminary, and I was ordained in 79 and ordained for you in 77. You did a great work in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Greg loves to remind people that he's younger than them.
Oh, yeah, but Tom and I are just about 2 years apart, so Tom, let us know, all our listeners, about some of the events coming up to commemorate 9/11.
Well, actually, there are a number of them.
Not all of them, yeah.
Too numerous to mention. The Chicago Fire Department will be doing some specific things on Saturday, tomorrow. We're doing a run up the AON building, the 80-plus floors of the AON building. 343 runner firefighters and paramedics Well, I will not be one of them. I can rest assured. The money, they are being sponsored by various people and organizations, and those funds that are raised will go to various fire department charities. Then on Sunday, we will have a memorial mass honoring the 343 brothers who died in or killed in New York, and honoring all those who died in New York and Shanksville and the Pentagon, Washington, D.C. And that's at 8:30 at Holy Family Church. Then later on at noon, we're going to do a memorial service. It's kind of interesting. Last year, a softball game was scheduled. And this is it'll be Chicago police officers, firefighters, and paramedics versus the alumni team from the Chicago Blackhawks. And it was scheduled as a charity fundraiser. So we decided to wrap into that a memorial service. So at noon, and this will be at, they call it Little Wrigley Field in Humboldt Park, about 1400 North on Sacramento. At noon, we will have a memorial service. The mayor, aldermen, some other politicians will be present. There will be speakers. There will be a moment of silence. And I should mention, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking, at 7:58 a.m., which would have been 8:58 a.m. New York time, all the firehouses in Chicago, the rigs will be pulled out onto the apron, and the firemen will stand at attention in silence to commemorate the events of 10 years ago. So, and then various firehouses and various suburban fire departments are also doing assorted and different memorials on that day.
Tom, did you go to New York in the days following 9/11?
I did not. I was going to go. We had, in fact, I met with the coordinating plan. They put together a group of 50 people that morning and assembled necessary equipment. And I had headed home to get clothes and everything, thinking I was going to go. And it struck me that, you know, there were 4,800 firefighters and paramedics here whose heads and hearts and souls needed to be tended to.
Amen, yeah.
So I decided to stay here and take care of my troops.
Now, some of our firefighters did go to New York, did they not, to try to assist with the...
We did. We had an initial group of 50 that went and left on September 12th, the morning of September 12th, and they stayed for, I believe, 9 days, and then there was a second group of 50 that went upon their return. But there were a number of men and women who, on their own, went to New York to assist.
Tom, did you find that the days right after 9/11 that you were spending a great amount of time with firefighters and their families?
I was. I was particularly attentive to the firehouses in and around the Loop. Those firefighters and paramedics who staffed those houses were a bit on edge, and rightfully so. One of the things we've learned about terrorism that oftentimes there are secondary attacks and secondary sites. So the possibility of Chicago having been attacked was a very real one. The other issue that came up that most people don't know about is we had a number of children of firefighters and paramedics who didn't want their daddy and mommy going back to work.
I'll bet.
So we had... We tried to develop some individual strategies and common strategies that let our people know how to talk to their children, let them know that they would be safe and they wouldn't be hurt, that the bad people were all dead, and trying to give little children especially reassurance. But that we had incidences where little children were literally hanging on to their parents before they left for the firehouse in the morning, not wanting them to go.
And then you're dealing a lot with those children as well as those families.
Oh, sure.
And the thing is, now, when 9/11 happened, Tom, where were you that morning?
I was sitting in my office, and I have three phone lines. All three phone lines rang at the same time, and all people tell me, turn on your TV. I remember specifically when I turned on the TV and saw the live shot. And the first thing that came to my mind is, a plane doesn't crash into a building on a clear day in New York. And my second thought was, oh my gosh, we're going to lose firemen today.
Mm. You know, I was in New York City just 2 weeks before 9/11, and we visited the. In fact, we were staying just a half a block from the World Trade Center. There was a firehouse directly across the street from the World Trade Center.
Still there?
Is it? And
yep.
I clearly remember stopping and asking one of the firemen for directions, and he very kindly, you know, told me how to get to where I was going.
And you wonder if he survived.
And I wonder often whether he was one of the first to go in there and whether he ever got out.
Well, they were the first companies due on the initial alarm. And as to their fate, I know that particular firehouse lost a goodly number of men. But as to who specifically, I'm not sure.
Yeah. We need to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a very special way Father Tom Mulcrone, chaplain to the Chicago Fire Department, who has talked to us about the events coming up this weekend commemorating 9/11. Tom, you're doing marvelous work ministering to the firefighters and their families. Keep up the great work, and God's blessings for all you do.
Thanks, Greg, and thanks, Gres.
You bet.
And we'll take a short break now, and when we come back, we will talk about another commemorative service in the Marquette Park community and with the chaplain for Chicago's airports. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
September is National Hunger Action Month, and Catholic Charities needs you to join the fight to end hunger in our communities. Organize a food drive in your neighborhood, donate to one of Catholic Charities' many food and nutrition programs, or sponsor one of our food pantries. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/hunger or call us at 312-655-7315 to find out how you can be a hunger hero. Join the fight to end hunger today.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Are you ready for the upcoming changes in the words of the Mass? The revision of the Roman Missal brings innovations that will affect us all. Whether you are a teacher, catechist, priest, or parishioner, excellent resources are available to help you understand these changes in the words of the liturgy. For more information about how you can prepare yourself and your assembly, call Liturgy Training Publications at 800-933-1800 or visit www.revisedromanmissal.org.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is coming up on 9:44 on this Friday morning. In Chicago, I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi, and our phone number, 312-255-8408. The entire hour spent remembering 9/11. At the same time, what is happening this weekend, prayer services in Catholic churches, non-denominational. But a day of remembrance and solidarity will be conducted from 9:15 to 10:30 a.m. this Sunday, September 11th, on the steps of St. Rita of Cassia Church. And our next guest We'll talk about that service and other cooperative efforts in that community. We'll welcome in person Father Anthony Pizzo, a member of the Order of St. Augustine and pastor of St. Rita of Cassia Parish. Tony, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Good morning.
You know, Tony, I've known you involved in Hispanic Latino ministry for a lot of years. I forget that you were actually Italian because you speak Spanish so fluently.
Thank you.
He's a paisan.
You were ordained in 1984 by the late Cardinal Joseph Bernardin.
Correct. Over at St. Clair Montefalco Parish, where I was doing my diaconate internship at that time.
That's marvelous.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it was
27 years ago.
27 years ago.
Wow.
And now you serve as the dean in your area down on the south side.
Right, Deanery A and Vicariate 5, correct.
So I'm intrigued by the fact that you're doing the service on the steps. Tell us a little bit about the nature of this celebration that's going to be outdoors.
Certainly. Well, as a lot of people know, the Marquette Park area, especially where the parish is located, is one of the more diverse areas of the city, culturally, ethnically, and religiously. We boast of having one of the older Ethiopian synagogues in the area, as well as we have a strong Muslim presence. The area where this particular event is going to be taking place on the Fairfield side of the parish is actually facing the Inner City Muslim Action Network, a building where the executive director, Rami Nashashibi, came up with the idea of the community's religious leaders, as well as the residents and the representatives of the political sector, would come together for a brief time for this particular event of peace and remembrance and solidarity.
We're going to also bring on the phone right now Father Mike Zaniola, Chicago Airport's chaplain for the Archdiocese of Chicago and a tremendous priest. I've known Father Mike, since you were ordained back in what, 1980?
88.
Oh, Mike, you're a youngster. Mike, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith. How are you?
Fine.
Mike, what is happening at O'Hare this weekend? Anything special to commemorate 9/11?
Well, actually, it's by a blessed coincidence that it falls on a Sunday this year, and we're going to do what we do every Sunday. We're going to pray, and we've got four Catholic Masses at O'Hare, three Catholic Masses at Midway on Sunday, along with the Vigil Masses on Saturday evening, and then every Sunday we also have two Protestant services, non-denominational Christian services, at 10 a.m. and 12 noon. And so the, you know, within the context of the Sunday Mass, we have some special intercessions, and it's just, that's the thing that we do best.
Now, Mike, being at O'Hare, in light of the planes that went into the tower and Flight 93 that crashed into the ground, has there been a higher amount of talk this week revolving around 9/11 as you just walk around O'Hare?
Is there a higher level of alertness in terms of, you know, well, contingencies in case anything should happen?
Here at the airports, we've always been ready for something. And just listening to the radio reports this morning about how, you know, they've uncovered some kind of plots that might have involved something in New York or Washington, D.C., not necessarily near the airports. People have been on heightened alert at the airports for a long time, and I think also every year around September 11th, it's people have been far more aware too of and being alert, you know, keeping a watch out for anything that looks like it might be not normal. And I think this year too, everybody is both on alert and also remembering and still healing. I mean, it's just taking a long time to grieve and to heal from this.
And along those lines, Father Tony Pizzo, with your Day of Remembrance and Solidarity, it's really a time to gather, to pray, to remember.
Correct.
And then what would be your goal from the day? as people. I mean, just the thought of being together is very important.
Certainly. Well, all of us working together in this collaborative effort as member institutions of Southwest Organizing Project as well, it's not only to demonstrate the possibility, but the reality that the different religious sectors of our community can come and work together and address issues such as bigotry and discrimination and these issues that are affecting our community overall. We want to be able to create and continually sustain this relationship that we have with the different cultural and religious groups. So this way, we're bearing witness to the reality that we can all come together to pray as well as to work together and to address these issues, to remove anything that impedes us or our exists as obstacles, to see that we're all children of God.
I think there's a wonderful genius to the kind of event that you're putting together. And Reverend Joyce Shin used a great expression to describe it earlier. She talked about creating new memories. And I think that's exactly what you're doing. You're bringing people of different faiths together, giving them an experience they can remember and that will be a lasting memory to live alongside the other memories that they have. We need to go to a break. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith. When we return, we'll continue this our conversation about 9/11 and commemorative events that will help us to honor that part of our history. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Father Robert Barron. Our new Catholicism documentary series and study program can now be pre-ordered online. Go to CatholicismPreorder.com. Will you help me introduce this one-of-a-kind film series and catechetical program to your parish, school, and diocese? Journey around the world and deep into the faith in this 10-part, 10-hour epic adventure. Learn more at CatholicismPreorder.com.
Game with the Catholic Charities Junior Board for a good cause. Saturday, November 12th is the Junior Board's signature fundraiser, and we hope you'll join us. The 5th annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food from Cafe Bianda, 3 open bars, blackjack, craps, roulette, an incredible lineup of silent auction and raffle items, including 2 trips to the Bahamas, and much more. Tickets are only $80 and are on sale now at CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21. More than half of your ticket price will go directly to the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, shelter, and other crucial emergency services to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake Counties. Game with us for a good cause. For details, call Lisa at 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. And a reminder that thanks to the generosity of one listener, all pledges today made to Relevant Radio will be doubled as remembrance of those who we lost on 9/11. That's right, all donations this hour will be matched 100%. And we need your support for Relevant Radio to help keep the Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio on the air. Phone number 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123.
Call right now. And Father Mike Zaniola, the Chicago Airport's chaplain. Mike, going back to 9/11/01, have you found in this last 10 years people more tolerant of people of different faiths? Have you found people becoming more religious? What's been the tone at O'Hare over the last years?
Well, the interesting thing about the airport chapels, both at O'Hare and Midway, is that they are inter-religious chapels, and so people of all faiths come in to pray. And the interesting thing is that when you really get to kind of rub shoulders with other people, you it breaks down the barriers that we have. And so, you know, people will speak to each other and find out that that the differences that we have are not, you know, the differences in belief, but they're not differences that can separate us from knowing each other and respecting each other. Every now and then I'll walk past the chapel and I'll see people of different faiths, obviously, and they're praying at the same time. A Catholic praying the rosary. I'll see someone reading the Bible. I'll see, some, obviously, a Muslim on a prayer rug saying his prayers. And I'll see sometimes even a person of the Jewish faith in there. And I'll look at it and say, wow, you know, this is a sacred place for everyone. And everyone is not only tolerant, but also recognizing the dignity and sacredness of the chapel.
You know, Father Tony, this Sunday at 9:15 at St. Rita of Cascia Church, you're going to be celebrating a ritual of remembrance and solidarity in honor of 9/11. Tell us a little bit about some of the components that you've put together for this event.
Certainly. Besides some of the speakers, namely the executive director of IMAN, Rami Nashashibi, the executive director of Southwest Organizing Project, Jeff Bartow, and a few other religious leaders will be coming together to not only, as it's as indicated in the heading here of this particular event, a day of remembrance and solidarity, of remembering the loss of life, but also to demonstrate that there is a solidarity that we all share with one another. As Father just indicated, that he can go into the chapel and see a number of people praying in the same space, living and working in the same space, and even worshiping within a matter of a few blocks, as I think indicative of what we are trying to prove with all of this. We do know that especially the Muslim community has suffered from some of the prejudices and bigotry and the misinterpretation of who they are and what they are about. Once again, this is really about all of the faith communities coming together and saying, look, we are praying together here. We are remembering together. And all of this is demonstrative of the fact that we see something much deeper than the differences.
You know, Tony,
here.
It's interesting. What you just mentioned now and what Father Mike mentioned is different people coming into a chapel as individuals and praying, or this event happening on Sunday morning at your parish, that will not make headlines. And yet, that
right.
is so important.
Correct.
So when Father Mike sees people of all denominations of the world in the chapel praying, and then what's going to happen Sunday morning, I think is so important. But that would not sell newspapers.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, unfortunately, it would not. It would not. However, if we could touch a few hearts, you know, for those who come to celebrate with us, those who are present, if they could see that we could break down barriers of differences and be able to celebrate our similarities, hopefully people can walk away, and by word of mouth even, you know, maybe that might increase the awareness of a few and maybe the curiosity.
And I guess you want to say that this Day of Remembrance and Solidarity will be conducted from 9:15 to 10:30 a.m. this Sunday on the steps of St. Rita of Cascia Church, and with Pastor Father Anthony Pizzo. Tony, thank you for being a guest here on Relevant Radio 950.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you,
great work. And to also Father Mike Zaniola, the Chicago Airport's chaplain. Mike, keep up your great work you're doing for the Archdiocese as chaplain.
Thank you, thank you. And I'd like all the listeners to keep praying for all the people who work at and fly through O'Hare and Midway and all of our airports.
Absolutely, yes. And to keep in prayer in a special way the victims of 9/11, the families. We commemorate the 10th anniversary of the horrific day that's etched in our minds forever. Special thanks to our outstanding producer, Diane Dunnigan, who did an outstanding job today putting together today's program remembering 9/11, and to our great engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. To our listeners, may God bless you, and pray for world peace.
And for safety this weekend.
And solidarity.
Correct. Beautiful.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.